You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered by Overtime Media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast, powered by Overtime Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. As you probably already noticed, usually we open up our show with a little intro as to what we're going to talk about today. But given the circumstances, I decided to change that up a little bit. As you already know, the Major League Baseball season has been suspended until further notice due to the outbreak of the coronavirus. And before we get into any talk in regards to baseball, I would just like to wish our thoughts and prayers here at Delahanty Media to all those who are affected by it, all those who are struggling with the virus, those who are struggling with work situations, with family issues, with anything regarding the entire situation. And we hope that it comes to a resolution soon. We hope that everybody who is affected ends up being okay and ends up happy and healthy. And, you know, in a time like this, you have to really sit back and reflect on what you really do have, because you really don't know until it's gone. And I think that a lot of sports fans around the world are really realizing, especially this week, what we are missing. All major sports have postponed or suspended their season until further notice. It is something that is hard to deal with, especially given that there are people that are quarantined inside, and that's your outlet. You know, me personally, when I have a bad day or something's not right, I turn to sports as that outlet to kind of get back on track and to go to my happy place. And especially given that this is opening week, or was supposed to be opening week, it's very upsetting to me that I can't sit in front of my TV or in front of my radio or even go to the Bronx and watch the Yankees play baseball. But again, there are bigger things in life than baseball, and by far this is much bigger than sports in general. And we just hope that over the next couple of weeks, we do find a resolution and get back on track to where our world is back in order. It's been a rough couple of weeks for everybody involved. I know for sure for myself, I've been quarantined in home. I've been under the weather, nothing serious, thank goodness. But again, it is something that it does take a toll on you. As I mentioned before on my show, I'm a teacher. We are teaching from home. It is a very stressful time for the students and for faculty and for administration. And I got to admit, I miss my students. I miss going to work every day. I miss my coworkers. I miss coaching. I miss a lot of it. So I'm anxious to get back. I'm excited to get back, and whenever that may be. But for the meantime, we got to make do. And this is why I kind of did this show today, try to get back into the groove of things. You know, there's no big news to talk about. There's no big trades or trade rumors or anything. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you look around on social media, you see things about the coronavirus. And honestly, with something that is so big like this, you would expect that. You would expect nothing less. So what we're going to do on today's show is very simple. We're going to talk about the virus as a whole and how it's impacted Major League Baseball so far. We're going to throw around some ideas as to how Major League Baseball may handle the season once they return. Eventually, you're going to return, hopefully. So we'll look at some ideas that we've heard through social media and other outlets that might be useful in the near future. We'll talk about how the Yankees have been impacted. A couple of minor leaguers tested positive for the virus. They were under quarantine. The minor leaguers that were in contact with them were placed under quarantine for 2 weeks. And we'll talk about that a little bit further. We're going to talk about how it impacts the Yankees as well. And, you know, I hate to look for the positive in this because this is a terrible situation. But there is some kind of positive that may help the Yankees in regards to this virus. And not that the virus is benefiting them, but when the season resumes, the Yankees might be in a better position than they would have been if they were playing meaningful games this past week. And then we have a couple of injury updates that we're going to give you that came out over the last couple of days in regards to Aaron Hicks, Aaron Judge, and James Paxton. A couple of big names for the Yankees that we'll keep an eye on. As always, follow us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. You can follow my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Hit us up on social media. Find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Again, a lot of outlets to talk to us. Make sure you're interacting, especially during this time. We're going to be posting a lot of different things in regards to upcoming shows, so make sure you stay tuned. Your opinions and voice could be heard on our show, which is pretty cool. Join in on our conversation. If you don't know so already, find us on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. We're also available on Spotify, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, CastBox, you name it. We're available. Our show is there for you. It's a quick download. It's a quick like. Make sure you take advantage of that outlet as well. We also have a Teespring account if you are looking to purchase some Pinstripe Talk gear. We always appreciate the support, especially during the rough times. We can't stress it enough how much public advertising means to a podcast like ours. And as the weeks go on and as we try to create more content for you, we hope that you kind of double our efforts and help spread the word about our show. But as always, we appreciate our loyal listeners who tune in weekly to listen to what we have to say and hear our thoughts about the New York Yankees. So let's start by talking about Major League Baseball as a whole. And as you already know, spring training was close to a halt. The season was suspended, and there's no clear ending in sight. We don't have any current updates as to when baseball is thinking about even resuming. There's been speculation and there's been some talk, but nothing definite. A lot of it has to deal with how this virus ends up coming to an end or coming close to an end. Because before baseball can go back into action, before any of these sports can really go back into action, they have to make sure that it's safe. And they have to make sure that it's safe for the public, it's safe for the players, it's safe for the people that work within the organization. There are a lot of people that are involved that need to be accounted for. And it might take time. It's probably just a situation where they're playing it smart. Listen, I don't blame them at all for halting these seasons and for putting a stop to them. The only way that this virus is going to go away is if everybody steps up and keeps social distancing, quarantines at home if possible. Again, it's not 100% possible for everybody because there are people out there that are essential workers that have to be out there. They have to do their job. There's no two ways about it. But if you have the ability, like myself, to stay home, do so. Stay away from people. Don't attract more viruses than need be. I'll use myself as an example. You know, I've been home, working from home, and I got a cold. I've had a sinus infection, nothing too crazy. But by me staying home, I didn't spread the virus, or I didn't spread the infection that I had. So make sure that you use social distancing, you listen to what government officials are saying if possible, and just try to be smart about it, because if you come in contact with one person who has had contact with it, you're susceptible to getting it. So it's something that we have to really take into consideration. Now, again, what is baseball going to do when they come back into action? I don't think 162 games is possible at this point unless you're playing into November or December. There have been talks that baseball has been thinking about doing the playoffs at neutral sites to play later in the year. They can use dome stadiums to host playoff games. I personally would hate that, especially given that I think the Yankees are going to go deep into the playoffs once the season returns. But if we're going to have baseball, I can't complain. So, you know, for the 1 year, I could definitely live with it. Again, I've heard some rumors that they're going to shorten the season, play some doubleheaders to get more games in. There are a lot of different things that I'm sure Commissioner Manfred and his people are exploring right now, but nothing is set in stone. The main thing is going to be when we're able to find a set date that we can open back up. And that's going to be the huge turning point in this, because that's going to dictate just how much season we're going to have. And let's remember, we're not just going to pick up and play baseball games. We're going to have some kind of spring training or some kind of exhibition season where these guys could get back into shape. It's not going to be easy. A lot of guys are going to be susceptible to injuries. So it's going to be important that Major League Baseball finds a way that they can get these guys back on track without rushing them back into the action. So there's a lot of different components that you have to really factor in terms of this. And for me, the most logical solution would be this. Once the virus starts to die down a little bit, and hopefully it does soon, I think baseball has to set a date in which they're aiming to start regular season games. And from that date, I think you have to give at least 3 weeks in order for guys to get back in shape, play some exhibition games, allow guys to throw some bullpens and face live hitters and things like that, and then go from there. It's going to be a process. It's going to be a hard thing for managers, too, once they get back into play, because how do you manage your pitching early on? Say Gerrit Cole pitches opening day for the Yankees, and he's not really maxed out in terms of where he should be. Does Aaron Boone keep him in for 100 pitches, or do they elect to keep him in for, say, 70 to 80 pitches and work his pitch count up, given the circumstances? It's going to differ by manager. It's going to differ by player. Some guys have the ability to work out. Some might not. They might not have all the same assets that some other guys do have. So it's going to be a case-by-case situation. It's going to make the manager's job a little bit harder, especially early on. You don't want to have injuries, especially guys that are so valuable to your club. It's going to be interesting what baseball does. As time goes on, I'm excited to see what they're going to do. Let's be honest. I'm just excited for baseball to come back into play, you know. I'm just in that predicament where I'm missing the game. I'm missing watching it. I watch MLB TV. I watch old games at least once or twice a day. You know, it's just one of those times where we're all anxious to get back on track, and we don't have that clear answer right now. But again, the speculation as to what's going to happen is interesting. It might make it a little more dynamic this year. You know, if you play less than 162 games, say you play 120 games, maybe even less. Every game seems to matter a little bit more now, doesn't it? You know, you're playing a shortened season. Yeah, 162, it's a grind, but those games all matter. Now, subtract games and tell these playoff teams or teams that are competing for a playoff spot, look, you got to be on your A game almost every day because every single game matters. There's more intensity on every single game, and that might bring out better competition. That might, in general, bring out better revenue. It might bring out more excitement toward the game. So it might help. It really might. My suggestion, and I think this would be really cool. I've been thinking about this a lot. You know, we all missed out on March Madness again. Another thing that we missed out on due to the coronavirus. But wouldn't it be cool to take, say, the top 8 teams, regardless of American and National, and seed them, have them play a 5-game series in the first round, and then a 7-game series in the second round? So now, essentially, you'd go from 8 teams to 4 teams to your final 2. And it might be a little different. You might want to do it American and National, take the top 4 teams in the American, top 4 in the National. It can differ, but it would give a little bit more of a March Madness feel. If you did it, just the top 8 teams, and you kind of go off a record and you say, you know, we're going to get rid of American and National for 1 year and go based off record. I think that'd be pretty cool. But again, it could be something that could be in play. It's just something that I would throw out there. It's definitely a long shot, given that I don't think baseball is willing to give up American and National. But you could kind of change it up a bit by doing that. Or, if you really want to put it into play, add more teams to the playoffs for this year, expand it somehow, and maybe play more do-or-die games, and maybe make up a kind of tournament kind of feel for the 1 year. I don't know the right answer. I'm drawing at straws here, just like everybody else is, and I'm sure Commissioner Manfred's in the same predicament, but there will be a resolution. We will eventually have baseball. When will that be? We don't know, but hopefully it's within the near future, and what they're saying is maybe June or July, and quite frankly, that can't come soon enough. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we get back, we're going to talk about how this coronavirus has impacted the New York Yankees as a whole and how it may possibly benefit them once the season does get started. All this and more on this latest episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. Stay tuned. And we're back to this episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Before the break, we talked about how the coronavirus has impacted the game of baseball and what Major League Baseball may do in terms of resuming their season. Now we're going to talk about the Yankees as a whole. And as you probably already know, the Yankees had 2 minor leaguers test positive for the virus, which is not good considering the fact that those guys were all around the Yankees minor league complex, around a lot of players. The Yankees minor league system was under quarantine for 2 weeks. Not a good situation. Of course, we don't know who those players were due to HIPAA laws. However, we do wish them the best and hope that they are feeling better and that they are getting better and beating this virus that has really taken a toll on a lot of people. But again, this has impacted the Yankees at home, especially at their spring training base. Players were sent home. You have some guys who have stuck around to try to work out and stay around the facility. But Major League Baseball has tried to really limit guys from staying in with their respective clubs due to the fact that this virus continues to spread. As time goes on, we hope that that changes. But for the time being, a lot of players are under quarantine and under house kind of lockdown until there's a resolution to this. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that this suspended part of the season may actually end up benefiting the Yankees. And no, the virus did not benefit the Yankees by any way, shape, or form, and nor did it benefit anybody in Major League Baseball. Number one, these teams are losing out on a lot of revenue. The people who are working for the teams are losing money. They're not going to work on an everyday basis, and it's really hurting families. It's hurting the economy. But if you look at it in the long term, and you take the facts that we already know, the New York Yankees may benefit from this suspended part of the season more than any team in Major League Baseball. Why, you ask? It's very simple. If we were to start the season on March 26th as it was supposed to, the Yankees would be without Giancarlo Stanton, they would be without James Paxton, and they would be without Aaron Judge. And that's just those three guys. That could be more. Domingo Germán has a suspension as well. They would have been without him. But now that you're starting the season later, it's very possible that those three guys may be healthy and ready to go by the start of the season. Hicks had Tommy John surgery. He just started throwing at his home in Arizona, which is a good sign, considering that the Yankees said he wasn't going to start throwing until April. So he's a little bit ahead of schedule. If you remember, Paxton had that cyst removed from his back. He's been healthy. If you saw on social media, he actually posted a video of him doing a cartwheel, which sent me going nuts, absolutely nuts. But he started working out and possibly throwing again. Stanton, as according to Aaron Boone, said that Stanton would probably be close to ready to play in games if the season were to start today. And the one who's a bit of a long shot right now is Aaron Judge, who is still dealing with the rib issue and the collapsed lung, and he's still going tests and doing other things to try to get healthy. But with this time to heal and this time to rest, those guys may be ready to go once the season gets going. And that's a big boost to the Yankees. You know, starting the season without them would have hurt, obviously, for many reasons. The Yankees have a lot of depth that we've talked about, but you don't have those marquee names, it will leave an impact. You know, Judge is a big name. Stanton, when he's healthy, he's an MVP type of player. Paxton's a really good piece in the rotation. It's a big year for James Paxton. He's a free agent after the year. But now that they're getting a chance to kind of reset and refocus, it's possible that this Yankee team could be close to healthy come opening day. And now, we know how the Yankees have been with the injuries. They've been injury prone over the last year. It's been crazy. But having that extra time may benefit them. So yeah, if you're looking for a positive out of this, yeah, the season didn't start on time, but it gives the Yankees a little bit of a chance to kind of catch up with the competition and get healthy. I'd rather see this team healthy moving forward. And if these couple of weeks help that, you know, as Yankee fans, yeah, it stinks we don't have games to watch. It stinks that they're not playing games and that they're not active. But you have to think that in the long term, it's going to help us. It's going to benefit us. So, yeah, I'm excited for them to get back on the field. You know, the injury reports seem to be pretty good other than Judge right now. Judge seems to be a little bit off. But if they can get healthy, we know how dangerous this team could ultimately be. And in a shortened season where every game is going to matter, you're going to need the health. And you're definitely going to need those guys to be productive because they are big pieces. They are pieces that will help this team compete for another World Series title. So yeah, I try to look for the positive in life. You know, there's a lot of people out there right now with the negatives. There's a lot of negatives out there in our world. But if you can find one positive thing a day, you're on the right track. And that's my positive for the day. You know, when the Yankees do resume baseball, I'm expecting to see Stanton and Judge and Paxton all on the opening day roster. That's my positive. That sunny, beautiful day in the Bronx is going to be one that we'll all remember for a very long time, because we realize just how much the game means to us and how much the Yankees mean to us. And when they're back, it's going to be a very, very sweet reunion. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the future of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. In terms of future, I mean the short term in regards to how we're going to go about doing shows as the coronavirus outbreak continues. That and more as we return on the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Overtime Media. And we're back to the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Wow, that was a really big delay there. I wasn't trying to do that for dramatic effect, but as I said it, you know, you kind of just feel it coming. You just let it happen. But anyway, we're back here on the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty, if you didn't know already. And again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening into the podcast. I know everybody's going a little bit crazy recently with the coronavirus outbreak. I hope that the 20-plus minutes that we've been on the air really kind of distract you from everything that's going on and have you thinking about Yankees baseball again. That's our goal. And that's the goal of the program as a whole. For future shows. Now, the state of the Pinstripe Talk podcast is simple. We're not going anywhere. Our goal is to continue providing you with podcast episodes that you can listen to and enjoy. Now, obviously, as you know, there's no rumors, there's no trades, there's no baseball, there's no updates that we could possibly talk about. However, we have already started creating new episodes for you that are going to focus more on fun and engaging topics. Just to give you an example, our next episode, I'm going to be constructing an all-Yankees lineup that I would use to win a one-game playoff. I think that's going to be a pretty fun show. I think you're going to really enjoy that one. I've been scratching my head over this lineup. I've changed it about 9 times since I started. I can't find the proper formula that I absolutely love, but I think that you'll like my team, and I definitely want you to add your opinion on that as well. These are the kind of shows that we're going to be doing for the near future, just to try to engage you guys and spark conversation in regards to the Yankees. This is our goal. We want to stay on the air. Overtime Media is doing a great job of keeping all their podcasts on the air, making sure that we're all active if possible. And we're active, we're able to be active, and as long as we're able to, new podcasts will be available for you in the near future. So there are a couple of things I need you to do before we sign off today. Number one, log on to Twitter. Follow us at Pinstripe Talk ND, at Nick_Delahanty. Those two are vital. You'll find updates about the show. You'll find the latest news and information regarding what we're doing on the show. You will find trivia questions. You'll find some open-ended questions. Make sure you engage with us. Your opinion could be heard on our show. Make sure you take advantage of that. If you're not a Twitter user, that's cool. Find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. That's the first thing I need you to do. Follow us on social media. Now, the second thing I need you to do, find us on your podcast streaming site, which could be Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. Find that platform and subscribe to the show. Why is that? Because the show will come right directly to your smartphone or tablet or computer. So once we release new content, you'll get it right away. Make sure you do that for us as well. And number three, and this one is a little bit more of a self-centered type of thing, but stay healthy and stay well. From all of us here, Delahanty Media and the Pinstripe Talk podcast, we wish you all the best. We hope that everybody is healthy and happy and isn't going crazy being stuck inside. And we hope that this comes to an end very soon. Our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who's been affected by this virus. And we just hope that we can all stick together and finally get an end to this, because I'm sure that everybody wants to go back to their normal lives, and ultimately, we want baseball to resume. So that's our final wish for you guys as we depart on today's show. Again, thank you all for listening. It's a little bit shorter than normal in terms of time length, but we got our point across for today. Stay tuned for more episodes that will be coming out in the very near future. We look to space out our episodes to make sure that, number one, you're getting content on a regular basis, but also that we're not overloading you with content as we move along. So with that being said, this is the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. We're powered by Overtime Media. It's been another great episode, another fun episode. Again, we wish the circumstances were better, but we still bleed Yankees pinstripes. Let's go, Yankees. We are very excited for that day, whatever that day may be, when they return to the Bronx and baseball is back. That'll wrap it up for the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty, and we'll talk to you very soon.